Hello.
Yes, hi. Is Roger Bean out there?
That's me.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. So just to continue that, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you probably not vote?
Are you asking if I will vote for Harris?
Just an overall, if you will vote for president and Congress.
I intend to vote, yes.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I recently became a Republican.
Okay. And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I would say a strong Republican.
Okay. And what is your age?
I'm 78.
Okay. So let me just, and just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
I am white.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
I'm dissatisfied.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so. Democrats in Congress?
Uh, 50.
Right. And Kamala Harris?
Zero.
Okay. Joe Biden? Okay. You said 0, I'm sorry? Is your cutoff?
Yes.
Okay. Donald Trump?
50.
All right. And MAGA Republicans?
40.
Okay. And J.D. Vance?
75.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
50.
Okay. And Trump's Project 2025?
You're asking if it's Trump's policy for 2025. I don't believe it is, so I think my answer would be 0.
Okay. And Janelle Biden?
Unfamiliar. 0.
And Lori Travis, the Reamer?
Again, I'm not familiar, so I would say 0.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
A Republican.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but the election for president were held today. Will you vote for independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I would go with the Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or someone else?
I think Donald Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Travis DeRemer?
I'd have to say zero on that.
Okay, so undecided?
Yes.
Okay. And even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide which candidate will you lean toward, towards, it would be Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Reamer. If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay. And even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Undecided, I suppose.
Okay.
Is that a proper response?
Yeah. So I'll put as don't know.
Okay.
And
how
even
much
though
more you got going here?
Right now we're at 60%, so we're more than halfway, almost there. I'm sorry. And even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez the Reamer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez the Reamer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all, or don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
So is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Unfamiliar, undecided, or whatever. I don't follow that.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Lori Chavez, the Reamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Reamer, for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez the Reamer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed the border security deal so they could keep making headlines about in this election. So is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Right. And Chavez the Reamer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the court to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
All right. And Chavez the Reamer has embraced politicians whose Extreme Project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, erodes back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez the Reamer is a vote for these dangerous programs. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And our democracy is being trend by Chavez the Reamer, is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen, and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who aren't even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez the Reamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I'm going to say not at all.
Right. And Lori Chavez Derwiemer broke her promise to U.S. To us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
What comes after a lot, a great deal? What's the next one?
Yeah, so the options are a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
I'll say quite a bit.
All right. And Lori Chavez Derwiemer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do the jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time. She's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I'm going to say not at all.
Okay. All right, and now I'm going to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derwiemer? Or undecided?
I'm undecided.
Okay. And even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide which candidate will you lean toward, it would be Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derwiemer. Or if you're undecided, just say so.
Again, undecided.
All right, and now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. So Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum says she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and show that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum says that this attack is just an attempt by Chavez Derwiemer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez Derwiemer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez Derwiemer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, to strip health care protection away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derwiemer or undecided?
Undecided.
All right, so we're almost there, 10% left. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
13.
Mm-hmm. All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single or separated, divorced or widow?
I am divorced.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I'm drawing a union pension.
All right. So does that apply to you, someone in your household, or you saying that you say you are applying, right, for a union pension?
I am collecting a pension from the union, yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Trump.
Okay. So this concludes our survey then. Thank you very much for your participation, and this will be all the answers, and I thank you very much for your time, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.